Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A group of 11 US private banks have confirmed they've come up with a multi-billion dollar rescue package for the embattled First Republic Bank. They include JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup and Morgan Stanley. Reports of the package cause First Republic shares to soar. Here's Samira Hussein.
In recent days, depositors at First Republic have withdrawn billions of dollars, worried that it is on the verge of collapse. The failure of two U.S. banks had spooked investors who were wondering which bank could be the next to fail. Now, the biggest of the American banks have stepped in. 11 companies have agreed to make $30 billion of uninsured deposits in First Republic in the hope this will be enough to shore up confidence, not just in First Republic, but in the whole banking system.
French riot police have used tear gas and water cannon to clear protesters from the vast Place de la Concorde in Paris. Thousands had gathered in the square across the river from the National Assembly after a vote on raising the pension age was overridden by a rarely used constitutional provision to force it through. Trade unions are organising more strikes next week. The United States has welcomed the first meeting of the Japanese and South Korean leaders for 12 years. Calling the two countries indispensable allies, the State Department said improved ties between Seoul and Tokyo would promote trilateral opportunities to advance common regional and international priorities. Shaima Halil is in Tokyo.
They had a lot to talk about in this landmark visit, but I think the biggest headline is the fact that it actually happened, because it marked a reset button for those relationships that have actually plummeted since 2019, partly because of the dispute over compensation, because of Japan's historical wartime forced labor, but also because of the export curbs that Japan imposed on South Korea.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog says it's working to verify reports that 10 barrels of missing uranium have been found in Libya, close to the border with Chad. On Wednesday, the IAEA said about 2.5 tons of uranium had disappeared from a site not under the control of the internationally recognised government in Tripoli. Scott Roker, who's seen pictures of what are thought to be the missing barrels, is vice president for the Nuclear Threat Initiative's Nuclear Materials Security Programme.
It really speaks to the security conditions under which this warehouse is in right now. There's no electricity going to that warehouse, for example. There's no alarms. There's no physical protection there. So there's really nothing that's stopping someone from taking these barrels out and moving them to another location. There's very little radiation associated with this natural uranium, but the barrels themselves, they're in terrible condition. So it's difficult to actually move this material. I mean, they must have really wanted to move it, whether they knew what it was or not.
World News from the BBC. The Pentagon says it's not seen any evidence of China providing lethal military assistance to Russia in its war in Ukraine. US media reports suggest Beijing has supplied Chinese-made weapons. Customs data obtained by Politico is said to show that Chinese companies sent 1,000 assault rifles to Russia last year. The number of women dying in pregnancy and childbirth in the United States rose significantly during the COVID pandemic, making an existing health crisis worse. The number of women dying of maternal causes in 2021 was 40% higher than the previous year, Neda Taufik reports.
Experts such as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists say the COVID pandemic has had a tragic effect on maternal death rates, but that it compounded an already existing crisis. Rates significantly increased across all race and age groups, but the report highlighted persistent disparities. The maternal mortality rate for Black women was 69.9 deaths per 100,000 live births, more than twice the rate for white women.
A third major drugs manufacturer has decided to sharply cut the cost of its insulin products in the United States. The French firm, Sanofi, said it would slash its most prescribed insulin by almost 80%, mimicking similar reductions by Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk earlier this month. President Biden has campaigned for manufacturers to lower the price of the life-saving drug. The Italian government is relaunching a project to build a bridge to the island of Sicily. The idea was dreamt up by the ancient Romans, but modern attempts have repeatedly failed due to the expense and the challenges of building in earthquake-prone zones. Supporters say it could cut pollution and save time for people and cargo. Critics say the money would be better spent on improving train and road services. BBC News.